You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
The aftermath of the shootings in 2012 have created a national story of outrage and calls for change. But there are also the individual stories in communities all over the country of grief, trying to make sense of a national tragedy that struck quite literally at home. Amardeep Kalika's father was killed in the Sikh temple shooting at Oak Creek, Wisconsin, back in August. We caught up with Amardeep and his brother Pardeep in the middle of a journey from Oak Creek, Wisconsin, to Washington, D.C., to Aurora, Colorado, to India, where Amardeep and his brother are paying a final tribute to their father.
Currently, I'm in northern Punjab, the city of Patiala. My brother and I are bringing our father's ashes back to the river from whence it came.
And your father, of course, who was killed in the Sikh temple shooting in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, in August. What kind of a journey has this been? And aside from just going to India, obviously there have been many journeys in the United States that are a part of all this.
Absolutely. It's been a sweet and sour journey. We thought we were making some headway when it came to some social justice causes. But then after the Oregon shooting and then the Newtown shooting, it really put a damper on the end of the year for, I'm sure, everybody in America. And then my brother and I took several trips to help Mayor Bloomberg in New York and the Brady Commission. And we're doing a 20-point gun responsibility plan that we're rolling out with a number of other survivors, including those from Columbine, Aurora, Newtown. And we're all coming together to back this plan that's very basic and simple. Pardeep and I are both gun owners, so we thought of it as like something that all gun owners could back.
Why are you gun owners?
I was an Army ROTC. Pardeep was a former police officer. So we're both highly trained in just having guns. But in America, where it's legal to have them, and for us personally, for me, I don't know, Pardeep, if I could speak for you, I have one personally just for protection in my own house. If somebody decides to break in and try to do something, then I have something to protect my wife and my young child. What would you say? Why do you have your gun?
Well, I mean, I got my gun when I knew that I was going to go into policing, so I wanted to train for that, and I've had my guns ever since. I'm currently a teacher, but I still possess my gun.
And in your case, gun control is one issue, but also this issue of knowing your neighbors, of not determining that just because somebody behaves or looks differently than you, they are somehow the other and can possibly be a target. That's as much of your mission as gun control.
It is. It definitely is. And it's amazing to think that we live in such a culturally diverse community, yet we don't engage as often as we should in terms of cultural backgrounds and getting to know one another and being good neighbors. And I kind of generally, now that I'm in India and I see the warmth between neighbors here, I kind of miss that in America. It seems like it would help us kind of survive these things that are happening, but also maybe prevent them from ever happening.
Pardeep, what are your thoughts on this occasion?
Well, I mean, they're kind of bittersweet. The amazing part is, while we've been here in India, we've been encountered by numerous people. They've asked us so many times as far as, like, what's going on over there? What's happening with all, why do you guys have so many guns, and why do you guys have such a violent gun problem?
Well, and, you know, what's interesting is people would think that the Oak Creek shooting, because it's in a Sikh temple, couldn't be any more different from shooting in an elementary school in a place like Newtown, Connecticut. But in fact, if you think about it, all this, particularly these two shootings, are about isolation. You know, the isolation of communities. People are isolated in America. They don't know who their neighbors are. Adam Lanza in Newtown, Connecticut, a completely isolated individual, and all of a sudden just busts out, and with the opportunity to get that gun, deadly consequences.
Yeah. Wade Page, the same thing, was an isolated individual. And a lot of that stuff has to do with a lot of stuff that Amardeep's talking about. Being so connected as we are right now, we're speaking to each other on, you know, different sides of the planet, but yet being so isolated.
Amardeep, speak to that isolation before we go.
I always get that. People always say America gave individualism to the planet, and that was an amazing thing and a great thing. But once it gets to the point of isolation, a disconnectedness, that's the root of, I think, a lot of mental illness. And that's, I think, what we're seeing right now. We're seeing a backlash of that, whether it's at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin or in Newtown or in Oregon, where people feel disconnected. They have no empathy for another person. How could a human come into a little elementary school and have no empathy for 6 and 7 year olds? That is extremely disturbing on so many levels.
Well, it is about making sure the individualism doesn't become isolation, and then we don't arm the isolated ones and remind ourselves just how disconnected we are in these horrible events. Amardeep, that's a great lesson, and I don't know exactly what to say, but all the best to you and your brother in saying goodbye to your father.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Amardeep Kalika and his brother Pardeep Kalika lost their father in the Sikh temple shooting at Oak Creek, Wisconsin last August. They are currently in India to spread their father's ashes.